Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's look and see how futures are trading. These are the composite numbers. In Kansas City, May wheat 741.5 up 15.5. July 747.5 up 14.75. May wheat in Chicago 710.5 up 11.5. July 714.75 up 10.5. May corn 631.25 now 31 even up 2. July 619.5 up 1.75. December 533 down 2. May soybeans 1377.75 up 16. July 1358.25 up 14.5. November 1233.75 up 5.75. May soybean meal 394.90 up 3.10. May soybean oil at 49.44 up 61. April live cattle 126.60 up 57.5. April feeders 143.32.5 up 75. And April lean hogs at 80.77.5 up 75.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
I suspect what we're seeing in the wheat pits is probably a combination of several factors today, yes?
Yeah, it's seeing the benefit of a few newsworthy items, and plus, too, wheat's been the victim of the short side of the spread here for some time. About all the spreads, actually, whether it's just corn, wheat, bean, wheat, Chicago, KC wheat, just bull bear spread amongst the Chicago contracts themselves, to simply put it. But ideas, a little cold weather out west, ideas of a little bit of business from China. So there's several things, and some other minor things. It's all kicking in here to give reason to be a buyer of wheat here, at least starting out the week here, Dave.
So is wheat the leader, or is soybeans the leader to the upside?
Well, I don't care. Just so one of them takes charge here and moves a little higher from a bullish point of view. This market's gone down. You know, confirmation is that the producers, you know, haven't sold a whole lot for say, or you know, hedged or cash sales. So the emphasis is that we need some, you know, price strength in here to give guys an opportunity to get some stuff priced. I know it's a long time between now and next fall, a long time between now and a year from now, but for the most part, this price break here has woken the marketing gurus up here, and it's pretty well confirmation that, you know, there's some downside risk long term. Short term in here, you know, we've done quite a bit of damage to the downside, and we're due to consolidate and hopefully see the so-called dead cat bounce.
I was reading some reports that were making some estimates, Kurt, and they were saying that maybe in terms of priced new crop corn, it might be only between 10% and 15%.
Correct. Yeah, there's all kinds of reports out there, and surveys has been taken that suggest that of all years, this is probably a historical event as far as the least amount of new crop marketings that's taken place. Whether that's good or bad, we'll know come next winter sometime. But oftentimes when this happens, the risk often becomes to the downside from a producer's point of view. Because if you go back in history, whenever the commercial seems to have own it all, the market goes up. But whenever the producer owns it, the market seems to go down a lot easier, Dave.
Well, I think back to last year where people were doing nothing, and they were right by doing nothing. So maybe they're implementing that particular strategy again.
Well, we've had a real good price level for, say, for the last couple years. There's been no urgency really to sell, correct? So, you know, there's been a sort of a lack of enthusiasm to be real aggressive on it, you know, due to price and due to production concerns. But you often get caught sleeping at the wheel sometimes, and that's our fear is, that's always been our fear, that the risk has been to the downside. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully we'll go higher. But what we've been doing, though, is simply have our cake and eat it at the same time. A win-win situation is to put a price floor under the marketplace. We've been promoting this clear back from last fall. If the market goes down, you got some coverage. If for some reason China comes in, buys every kernel of grain from us, and we have a drought and the market goes sharply higher, you're not committed to the cash side. You're not committed to actual bushels. You're not committed to actual a location, for say. You've got the flexibility in a marketing plan that pretty well gives you, or I should say, pretty well puts you in the driver's seat, Dave.
So would you say then that in all of that, the one thing you would not want to do at the moment would be a cash-forward contract?
Well, it depends on your individual situation. You know, there's some guys that only do cash-forward sales, and they don't want to do anything else, and there's nothing wrong with that as long as you know, stay on top of it. But we feel one thing that will pay for a flexible strategy would be to do the flexible strategy mm-hmm. paper from the standpoint of basis flexibility. We feel basis will improve going into this fall. We're going to be real short, and I think end users, at least the end users we visit with, are going to be eager to gather some inventory because they're not covered. Mm-hmm. And producers not selling very well signals they're not covered because they haven't bought anything. And so we feel they're going to come to the table here, not drive the market sharply higher. Don't read it that way, but the basis should improve as we go into this fall into next winter. And I think from a marketing point of view, if you understand the basis moves, basis will be better as we move into year end.
We do have a WASDE report on Wednesday, and it does appear that it is the corn which our traders are the most uncertain about, with a range of 625 million bushels to 925 million bushels for U.S. 12-13 ending stocks. I think that's probably a function of leftovers from the quarterly grain stock report.
Well, the range is correct. You know, if you listen to what the analysts have been saying all winter long, you know, that is, ending stocks is a moving target for say, from the point that, you know, what is true pipeline supply, you know, what is true feed usage. You know, we'll see where the number comes in, but this next report, you know, we'll trade it for a while, then we'll have another report in May, and it's going to change again then. So I think the idea is that the old crop still remains tight. That does not mean the market's going to go up, mm-hmm. but it does remain somewhat tight compared to what the new crop numbers we're going to see as we move down the road.
Meanwhile, I suppose we're itching to get into the fields and do some planting.
Yeah, I've heard around Springfield, about as far as north as I've heard, a lot of extra fall tillage is taking place here a little bit before this rain here. So if we don't get a whole lot of rain and we stay relatively warm, we're going to see activity pick up fairly rapidly.
Thank you much, Kurt.
All right, take care, Dave.
You too. Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, Chicago May wheat, 7.10 3/4, up 11 3/4. Chicago, main corn is 6.31 1/4, up 2 1/4. July is 6.19 3/4, up 2. And December is 5.32 3/4, down 2 1/4. May soybeans are 13.76 3/4, up 15. July, 13.57, up 13 1/4. November at 12.32 1/4, up 4 1/4. May soybean meal, 394.40, up 260. May soybean oil, 49.44, up 61. April live cattle, 126.55, up 52 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.